WIRX.
All righty. Good morning. 852, Brock Boy. Hunter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Gotta make my dad proud today. It's his birthday, Brock, so
you
gotta do something good.
You let him down so many times already. Don't even try, man.
Damn it. Yeah. It sucks.
All I wanted for my
birthday. Dad.
Just wanted someday. For my birthday one day my son not to embarrass me. Yeah. Well, someday, please, God.
Oh, like, hey, we're gonna take you out for lunch. He's like, no.
Nah, it's all right. He's like, here, you know what I want for my birthday? You to leave me the hell alone, all right? Just
get the hell out of here.
Get the hell out of here. Anyway, we got to keep things moving here. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by MedLeaf Provisioning Center in Hartford. Can you feel better? Yes, you can. Nibis.
Abyss.
Cannabis. Get it? Mm-hmm. Big day tomorrow for MedLeaf, too. 420, man.
Oh, man. Man.
Anyway, check them out, MedLeaf. They're amazing. Your dumb vocabulary.
That was a baby. I mean,
I'm just throttling it, man. You don't want to.
You didn't even throttle it. That's what you call it.
That's what I honestly, though, that's the only way I can get away with. I've done so many fake hits smoking weed just because I'm like, look, if I smoke this weed right now, it's just going to ruin. See, here's what happened. Actually, I took the highest I've ever been. Before we get to dumb vocabulary. The highest I've ever been. Well, there's been two times. Because I'm not, I don't smoke weed. I've done it before. I support it 110%. Mm-hmm. I'll tell everyone that. It's just, I don't react properly to it, okay? I get paranoid.
You start rubbing your legs a lot.
Rub my legs.
He does.
So there's two times. One time when I was living out in California, and one of my teachers there, I was over at his place. We had some ladies coming over to entertain, if you will. Well, he's like, hey, you want to smoke? And I was too young to say no. I was at the point in my life where I wasn't good at like, nah, I'm good. Don't worry about it. Well, yeah, I'll smoke a little. So he brings
out. I want to go to the moon before I'm entertained.
Exactly. Before these hot chicks come over. So he brings out like this 5-foot bong, okay? You can't fake it with a bong like that, okay?
No, you can't.
So he's like, come on, pull. Here it comes. I mean, dude, to the effing moon. Gone. I was gone, dude.
What's wrong with your friend?
Exactly. I'm sitting outside on the patio, just like looking up at the sky. The girls are like, is he okay? Checks on me. I'm like, dude, I got to get home. What I do remember is I didn't even walk out the front door. Okay. I didn't walk out the front door. Jumped the banister on the patio and just walked and just left.
Everything is heavy. He ate all the food and left.
Ended up sleeping in my car for like 13 hours, man. So there was that time. Okay, yeah, there was that time.
Bad experience, right?
The only other time I've just been, it's just great. This was actually with the guys from Theory of a Dead Man. This was my birthday many years ago in Springfield, Missouri. We're all celebrating. Theory of a Dead Man was playing a show down in Springfield, okay? And the guys from Theory were enjoying afterwards. Hey, Brock, come on over.
I know where this is. You're going to try to be cool.
Trying to be cool.
They were doing it.
Here's the problem, though, is that I already had a few cocktails that night, so I wasn't able to throttle the hit like I normally do.
Oh, boy.
I got to the point where I was just standing there, and Kiki, bless her heart, she's like, all right, time to go. And literally, we were gone. We straight up Copperfielded. Boom. She got me home.
I'm at home,
splashing water on my face, going, get it out of me.
Yes,
those boys had some strong-ass Canadian weed. Yeah, dude, it was. It was just, but I wasn't able.
Breathing hard.
I wasn't able to
pace and laps.
To do my normal little, like my quick hit and blow out, like, oh, yeah, that's good stuff. Ooh, boy, I'm high. And then leave and just be my normal self. Yeah, so take it for me,
boy,
kids.
That room was spinning, wasn't it?
Good God.
You were drinking beforehand. Yeah, that's a terrible decision.
That was the worst part. See, if I wasn't drinking, I would have been able to just do a quick little, and then he's like, oh, yeah.
Hey, you slept with one foot on the floor that night, didn't you?
Dude, good God. After I ate $80 worth of Taco Bell, just was like, is this going to last forever? I felt like that David after dentist. Why is this happening to me? Is this going to be forever?
It is, Brock. Yeah. It is. Yeah. See, I'm the worst person to be around because I make it worse.
Yeah,
it is forever. That's how you're going to feel. You're never going to be the same. Look at you. You look like a glass of orange juice.
Everyone knows, man.
Wait, what?
Everyone knows you're stoned. Oh, God. Make it stop.
You're never getting laid again.
Anyway. Okay, yeah, that was fun. Walk down memory lane. We got to get to it. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do No.
You could have used all of that time.
I know, to find something. I was telling stories. Let's do.
What are you stoned right now? Come on.
Kentucky tablecloth. There you go. Kentucky tablecloth.
Is it finger licking good?
Finger licking good. Kentucky tablecloth.
Kentucky tablecloth. Is this?
I don't think
it's non-sexual. Is this non-sexual?
It's not sexual. No, it's not sexual.
Okay.
Kentucky tablecloth.
I have no idea. I didn't even know where to start, dude. It's some redneck tablecloth somehow.
It's a paper toilet seat cover.
Nice, Dan. That's good. I do that all the time. Everybody should do the Kentucky tablecloth.
Yeah. Seriously. Honestly, sometimes I double up because they're too thin. I've doubled up on Kentucky tablecloths before. Dude. You're in a real shady bathroom at a truck stop. Yeah, for sure.
I like Lincoln log that thing. I
Yeah, you do. You alternate so it has better better coverage.
It's like pleated.
One north south, one east west. That's the best way to set it up. That is.
Absolutely.
Example, I always set a Kentucky tablecloth down before I take a duker. There you go. How about that? All right. Good enough?
That's a good one. Okay. I like it.
All right, that's your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back.